April 24th, 2024, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Boldeman?
Here.
Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Burns?
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Thank you.
Ms. Check?
Here.
Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Mr. Lafretto? Mr. Milancevic? Mr. O'Reilly?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollack? Mr. Serino? William Cosgrove?
Here.
Madeline Johnson? Andrew Marucci? Alexander Passes?
Here.
We do not have a quorum, so by way of just explaining what's why I have the gavel right now and how we're going to proceed, we don't have action to be taken, and we anticipate getting a quorum shortly, so we're going to move forward with presentations and again, anticipate our seventh member arriving shortly. So I will read the mission statement and the statement to the public and then turn it over for presentations. Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the board agenda at the next committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Dr. Cajun, presentations?
No. Let's vote on moving to have a...
We can't do that without a quorum. President Pro Tem.
Can we have a President Pro Tem for the committee then move into the... We need a quorum for that?
We can't vote on anything.
Not even
be a
President
quorum.
Pro Tem?
That's my understanding. There's
no.
There's
no. We have a lawyer right here.
Please.
No, I'm sorry.
All right. I'm asking for assistance from somebody from the board to do the presentations with me. Do I have a volunteer?
Take a
Mr.
Straw
Catani,
vote.
Can
I'm
you
assistant.
Move forward? I want to welcome everyone to the Magic Board. Thank you very much for being here and helping us celebrate children, celebrate our students. I want to thank the Board of Education for starting every meeting focused on what's really important, especially here at Manasquan, and that's the student body, whether it be in academics or athletics, on the stage, or at the swimming pool, which is athletics. So thank you. And even though we don't have a quorum, we have a budget tonight, we will have one. So don't be anxious, we'll get it done. Every board meeting we start by recognizing our students of the month. I really have a very high opinion of our student body here. The US News and World Report came out with rankings again. We are again in the top 100. That doesn't happen by accident. That happens because of the wonderful staff that we have here and the fabulous student body. So with that, as we recognize those students who have really done extraordinary things to be noticed as students of the month, it's really an honor. So I want to thank those parents who are here this evening for sharing those children with me. And with that, we'd like to start tonight by focusing on our elementary school. So the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School's Student of the Month, Brighton Muley. Brighton. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can I read something?
Yeah.
And you get a Wally book, a pen, and a medal, and a picture. In school, Brighton is a member of the yearbook committee in the National Junior Honor Society. Congratulations. Brighton volunteers Mrs. Hill's kindergarten class during her lunch period each day, assisting the teacher and helping the kindergartners complete their work. Do you want to be a teacher one day? Maybe. This is a great start. Outside of school, Brighton enjoys playing lacrosse and babysitting. Brighton's favorite subjects are math and language arts. Her favorite teacher is Mr. Pate because he has an amazing attitude and always has a smile on his face, just like you. Mr. Pate cares so much about how his students are doing. He has an amazing impact on the students that are lucky enough to have him as a teacher. That's such a nice thing to say. We appreciate that. With that, Brighton Muley. Manasquan Board of Education graduating. Manasquan's Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Michael Pitt, selected by Brighton Muley. In school, Veronica is a member of Student Council, Welcome Warriors, and Team Club. She also plays soccer. Outside of school, Veronica is a member of Manasquan Antlers and is a Manasquan Recreation Counselor in the summer. The Antlers are the beginning of the Elks. Veronica, I put that together. Veronica volunteers with the Antlers by working at monthly breakfast and helping with fundraising. She also enjoys hanging out with friends and going to the beach. What was your favorite fundraiser? Because fundraisers like to deliver teachers because they get very anxious. What was your favorite thing?
Glasses.
Glasses or eyeglasses?
Glasses.
Glasses and soda. That's cool. How much are you doing?
I'm not sure.
That's right. She also enjoys hanging out with friends and going to the beach. Ronnie's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teachers is Mrs. Thien. Now, you can't trick me. She doesn't teach math.
She teaches
French. Because she always makes classes fun and makes sure the class is understanding everything. How could she help you understand a foreign language that you don't understand what she said? With that, would you put up with me, Veronica Constantine. Student of the Month, Kaylin Forrester. Kaylin. Kaylin couldn't be with us tonight because she's home doing macroeconomics. That's a favorite subject. Next. The Manasquan Board of Education graduates Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Shane Hatterman. Shane. See what class he's in? AP. Mass one through participation graduates, Mass five through senior student of the month, Dylan Eldridge. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate that. Dylan is a member of the Environmental Club, Garden Club, Health Academy, and National Honor Society. She's also a member of the swim team. Outside of the swim team, what's your favorite extracurricular activity since you've been involved in swimming?
Outside of the swim team?
Put that to the side, because I know you'd say swim team because Mr. Urine is so much fun.
The Garden Club, probably.
Why?
Because I like working with nurses.
This is a great time to get for that too, right? It was great outside today.
Yeah.
Outside of school, Dylan swims Red Bank YMCA. She completes volunteer work as a lifeguard. Sounds like you really like swimming. At yearly beach cleanup, GMNY tryouts, Manasquan Firehouse flower sale, babysitting, the MHS blood drive. Dr. Crumley gave blood. Well done. Thanksgiving blessing basket food drive, Care One, and for Prime's Guardian Angels. Dylan's favorite subject is math. The favorite teacher is Mrs. Savanowitz. Why Mrs. Savanowitz?
Because she manifested a big smile in my class, and she's very kind
of
when it comes to
studying. Oh, wow. I'm so happy I asked you that. Because she's always trying to make class fun, even when there is a double period. Which means that's a lot of math. And she is very nice. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education must congratulate the Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, Kristen Sedan. Thank you for being so much fun during math class.
That's right. So as Dylan said, we have a double block of math, which may not seem fun to some, but for us, it's wonderful. But she always comes into class with positive attitude, and I just love having her in class. So.
Thanks, this is Dan. The Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate. As we call up the Governor's Educators of the Year, I'd like to have the principals come up as well, if we could. So, Mr. Goodall, we're first starting with Manasquan High School, so if you can come forward, please. Thank you. The Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate Manasquan High School's Governor's Educator of the Year, Gina Martucci.
Began her career as a math teacher in 1995 at another area high school. She served as a class advisor and was a very involved teacher. She was offered a mathematics job at Manasquan High School, and she arrived to teach mathematics in February of 2004. During her time at Manasquan High School, she got married to a police officer and had three children, two of which attend Manasquan High School. Mrs. Martucci is an innovative teacher and has high expectations for her students. She demonstrates flexibility to teach different rigorous courses when needed in her department. Mrs. Martucci loves her dogs at home and is an avid sponsor of dog adoption on social media. She is one of the most respected educators at the high school. Please congratulate Mrs. Gina Martucci for being selected Teacher of the Year at Manasquan High School.
Well, we are a rescue home, so we have one retired canine dog, that's my husband, so he's a shepherd, and the other four are all shepherd mixes, all mutts, all rescues.
Oh, I hear.
So we are all about the mutts.
Alrighty then. If we could, when we're finished with all the governors, teachers of the year, we could have a picture with all the principals and board president, so we can put that up on our website. Thank you. Before I read this letter, I'm so happy to see this. There is no one I know who is more empathetic or kind than you are.
Thank you. Well-found.
So in every dealing that I've had with you over the course of my time here, so I want to thank you for that. Kindness does not go unnoticed.
Thank you.
The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Governor's Educator of the Year for Manasquan Elementary School, Heather Sick.
To give Heather this award. I'm going to read because I will stutter if I but just know what I want to come through after my words is that Heather's invaluable. She's been a major contributor to our Little Warriors preschool program and its development. She's an active contributor into always making it better. Within our classroom walls, you walk in there, you immediately feel warmth and love, you know, strength in teaching and rigor. For our little four-year-old, you'd be amazed at the things that they can do from the beginning of the year until now. They make leaps and bounds, which is really a testament to the work that she does. Her finely tuned structure transitions are seamless. She maximizes these precious moments in education for our young learners. She has meticulous preparation and organization. Every single lesson is a masterpiece of pedagogy, meticulously designed to engage and inspire. Her influence extends far beyond her classroom. She's an integral part of our pre-K team. She collaborates tirelessly with all the stakeholders to advocate for the needs of the program and of her students, shaping a vision of excellence for all who attend. Her leadership shines during our common planning periods, where her insights and innovative ideas fuel our collective success. With boundless dedication, she enriches our program to maximize the opportunity for our little warriors and their families. You're not just a teacher, you're a cornerstone of our highly sought-after preschool program. Your unwavering commitment, passion, and leadership are the hot heartbeats of our success today. We celebrate you as our Teacher of the Year for your remarkable contributions to education and the lives of the teachers. Thank you so much.
My former teachers being colleagues, and you know, it's just been a great program and a great school. Thank you.
High School Educational Support Person of the Year for school year 2023-24. After graduating from the University of Delaware in 1998, he began his long career as a business teacher and eventually a school counselor. Mr. Hoffman, an avid surfer, followed the waves to Kahuku, Hawaii in 2001 to work as a school counselor at Kahuku High School. Mr. Hoffman returned to New Jersey and began his long tenure at Manasquan High School as a high school counselor in 2003. He has since been an incredible resource for his students, especially in the area of college application process. Mr. Hoffman demonstrates excellence as a high school counselor, using a direct approach to educate his students to have a plan to reach their goals. His thorough knowledge of many of the digital resources make him invaluable to the school counseling office. Mr. Hoffman is the school's liaison to the NCAA compliance offices for our student athletes. For his long-standing service to the students of Manasquan High School, we congratulate Mr. Eric Hoffman for being the Educational Support Person of the Year.
Something, or you want to tell me what a direct approach is?
I'm good at direct approaches. He tells it like it is.
Is that what a direct approach
yeah.
is?
All I can say is, you know, we have the best kids ever. I've worked a long time in this district since 2003. I've worked in Hawaii, as I noted, I've worked in Toms River, but these truly are the best kids, and I do appreciate the town. It's been a great time here. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up my mentor, who I hope at some point is acknowledged, which is Kim Bramley. He just passed away. He was a big influence on me, I know, on Manasquan in general, and he brought me here in 2003 and has been awesome every year I've been here. So thank you guys very much. I appreciate you sharing the kids with me, and I hope to continue working with them. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Manasquan Board of Education lets you graduate the Educational Support Professional of the Year from Manasquan Elementary School, Teresa Fricka.
So the first thing I want to tell you all about Teresa is that she's a real problem solver, and not just because she's our math specialist, which, you know, it's important, right, to be a problem solver when you're into math. However, you know, one of the things that we always know that we can count on Teresa for is to come up with a solution to whatever problem's in front of us. So if a child comes up that needs support, she changes her schedule. Somebody needs a different approach, she researches and finds out the best way to make it happen. So we're so grateful to have her. I want to share a little bit about Teresa. So today I have the distinct honor of recognizing an exceptional educational support specialist who embodies the true spirit of dedication to her practice, Ms. Rickai, our math interventionist. In her role, Ms. Rickai is a pillar of support and guidance for our students. Her instructional prowess knows no bounds as she engages with students individually and in small groups, reinforcing concepts with patience and precision. Her commitment to personalized learning shines through in her attentive conferences, ensuring every student's needs are met. Through collaborative efforts with teachers and our intervention team, she identifies students in need and provides targeted mathematics interventions that truly make a difference in our students' lives. If you were there, you'd see it and you could really believe the power of her work. Ms. Rickai has a lifelong passion for learning and understanding the depths of connections in mathematics. She continuously seeks out professional development to learn more so that she may effectively employ these diverse strategies for our students. She actively implements the strategies from number lines to manipulatives to depth of knowledge charts to ensure a comprehensive understanding of math concepts for all students. Currently, she's studying what?
Multisensory
mathematics, right? Great skill. Perhaps what sets Mrs. Rickai apart is her unwavering dedication to creating a positive and engaging learning environment as she enters various classrooms throughout the day. From quick games to reinforcing skills, she infuses joy and student interest into every session. Ms. Rickai, your tireless efforts, your collaborative spirit, and your lifelong dedication to learning inspire us all. Today we celebrate you as our MES Educational Support Specialist of the Year, and we thank you for your profound impact on our students and on our school community. Congratulations, Ms. Rickai, on this well-deserved honor.
Flabbergasted that Alex is sitting there and he was in my fifth grade class. So no, I just feel very lucky to have the job that I have and get to do all those things and get to work with you all. Thank you. I'm very lucky. Thank you.
We don't forget. Could I have all the governance teachers recognized tonight and the principals up here, please? So we can take a picture. And the board president.
Is it good?
We good?
Yeah.
You want to get right in the middle for that for us? So when you put it in the paper, it looks great. On my good side.
Ready? One, two, three. Thank you.
You're definitely in it. You're right between the two. That's a great picture. Mr. Goodall, can you come up here, please? This isn't yours, by the way. I've waited a while to do this. Not too long, though. 300 wins came pretty fast for me being here. With that, the Manasquan Board of Education has congratulated Manasquan High School girls varsity basketball coach, Lisa Dakota, for her 300th win. Season before I start?
Do you want to report that?
Sure, I can.
Thank you.
I've said for many years,
this is a very special place to be able to coach, and that is a credit to our Board of Education, our administration, Mr. Goodall, Mr. Bramley, who have put up with our girls' basketball team, and we're not always the easiest group, but the support of our administration, and just the entire Manasquan community. Dr. Cajun, you have gone above and beyond for your students, specifically your student athletes. I think that was on display this season, more so than ever, and it really is a special place because of the support. And specifically, just to the 300 wins, you know, it's obviously a great honor and distinction, but that is a total testament to the entire program. I know my name has been as the head coach over the past 12 years, but I'm so very thankful for all the people who have been a part of it. My family, my husband Matt, my twins who have been in carriers, car seat carriers since the start, Heather remembers. Our coaching staff who has been with me, I don't know if Luke is here as part of the swim, but our coaching staff, I have the best group, and the players and the families that have come through this program. It's a very special place to be able to coach, and that's because of the community that we're in. So, thank you.
Now, Manasquan High School girls varsity basketball team. Katie Collins. Katie, here for that. First team All-Division by the Shure Conference Coaches, second team All-Shure by the APB, and first team All-Shure by Shure Sports Network. First team All-Group 2 by NewJersey.com. Co-stars Abu Meshi for both offensive and defensive player of the year. Congratulations. Shay Donnelly. Shay. Defensive player of the year, who could really shoot the three guys.
Yeah.
Some crucial shots this year. I was very
impressed. Thank you.
Ava Frick. Ava. Shannon Heine. Shannon. Take microeconomics. Jordan. Oh, well. Jordan, you're such a complete player.
Thank you.
I had so much fun with everybody so much better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Billy Johnson. Co-stars Defensive Player of the Year. Carly Lipinski. Carly, thank you for coming to Mansfield. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rose Letesta. I'm going to read these, okay? voted first team all shore, first team all division by the Shore Conference coaches, first team all shore by APP and Shore Sports Network, third team all state by NewJersey.com, first team all group two by NewJersey.com, co-stars offensive play of the year, Hope Bisson. Logan McCarthy. Olivia Shaughnessy. Olivia was honorable mention for all division team by the Shore Conference coaches, co-star honorable mention for offensive player of the year.
Thank you. Sectional finalists, Monmouth County, second place, fourth straight undefeated regular season. Can I have Mr. Murin, the head coach, and Ms. Ward, the assistant coach, please come forward?
Absolutely. I look a little surprised in that picture, but please know that I'm confident in saying we coach the the girls and boys swim teams here, and it's a great co-op with Point Beach. We've got some Point Beach swimmers with us tonight, and they do an amazing job to represent the program. We're really, really fortunate to have such great kids. We have 60 student athletes between the two teams. And, it's a lot of wrangling when we have them at five different schools, but they are an absolute pleasure to work with. They are tremendous, tremendous athletes. You can see from the girls' record that we took down, 12-1, both division champs. So we kind of always, thank you for that. We practice together, we do everything together. So one of the swimmers just said, are they gonna call us up together? But we're doing the girls first. Four straight undefeated regular seasons. This senior group, I think they were like 46-3 was like their final record, which is an amazing, amazing accomplishment, and just a testament to the success of the program and how awesome and talented those girls are. And again, we're just really fortunate. I couldn't do it without Coach Ward. She is the best, and she keeps everybody, all of us in line, and does an amazing job supporting me and supporting the kids. And we're just really fortunate year after year to get such tremendous athletes, Dr. Cajun. And I thank you for letting me coach. You know, it's kind of an unusual situation, but it's I think it works. And let's hope we just do it for many, many years to come.
Well, you say thank you. My favorite stories, Mr. Murin, being a very young, still am,
an energetic superintendent, coming from Lake Harbor, I came to Manasquan. And I was brought up under the tutelage of administrators don't coach, because I need them at 3 o'clock at the end of the day, and really I could not sacrifice them coaching and being an administrator. Samira was a supervisor at that particular time, wonderful supervisor, loved the classroom, did a great job. However, it was my decision that I called him in for a conference, he wasn't going to coach anymore, he was just going to supervise. And we had a very nice discussion, really did. He was pretty upset with my decision, I could tell, because he turned red. But he was very respectful, and he said, Dr. Casey, could you just give that a weekend and think about it? I said, absolutely. I thought about that, and I talked to a few people. He had started the swim program, which has really taken off. And I called him in on Monday, and I said, you know what? You know, in the past, they have allowed here at Manasquan Board of Education administrators to coach. So I said, we're going to continue that tradition, and I was setting a precedent because I was doing it. And it was actually the best decision, I think, one of the best decisions I've made here in the 10 years I've been here. He's not only a wonderful teacher, a great coach, and now he's grown into be a very effective assistant principal. So I want to thank him for affording me the opportunity to make a great decision.
I just want to go on the record, I suffer from rosacea, and that was all that. Thank you
for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for bringing that up to me.
Honest as usual.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the girls. Samantha, all right, Samantha. Amelia? Amelia. Amelia, thank you for being here.
Yes, yeah, fun.
From Point Beach.
Yes.
Thank you. Hannah Bradley. Hannah. Mackenzie Brennan. Mackenzie. Summer DePaul. Summer, great picture. I know Dylan's here. Dylan Eldred. Sure conference champion in the 200 individual medley, has won this event for the past 3 years. Yes. Congratulations. That's awesome. O'Malley Eldred.
NGA.com, so if you guys could go on, click on there and vote for her, that would be outstanding. She works with the boys basketball team.
Yeah, please do that.
Nice,
thank you.
Yep.
Addison Gunnell, Addison. Congratulations, Addison. Fun now. Lily Hackett. Congratulations. You can take your time.
Come on. Thank you.
Very well.
Thank you.
Bridget Heim. Bridget. Maddie Ireland. Congratulations, Maddie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amelia? Kozlowski. Maybe. Ryan McLaughlin. Congratulations, Ryan. Finley Nielsen. Nikki No. All you were cool. Elena Perkelin. Katie Petrella. Zoe Petrella. Kaylee Porter. Callie Sato. Sage Sakowitz. Madeline Schlater. Thank you, Madeline. Madison Seekhorn. Katie Spall. Kylie Spall. Thank you, Kylie. Olivia Juana. Morgan Zielinski.
To coach both teams. This year we really didn't know what we had with the boys. We were learning a lot. We had a lot of young, inexperienced swimmers, but with boys you can teach them how to do freestyle really quickly. And the boys had an amazing season. You're going to meet Dante. He broke a school record this year for us. And when I say broke, shattered a school record for us this year. We were real fortunate he brought his brother along with him. But we are so proud of the boys this year. We won with what they call depth. We didn't have a lot of wins, a lot of first places, but we sure did get second, third, or fourth a lot. And that's how we got to the state sectional finals, semifinals this year. But 10 straight years of winning the division is just a testament to the athletes that we get at Manasquan. And we couldn't have been happier or more fortunate to work with them. So let's hear it for our boys.
Logan Bader. Logan. Roger Brown. Jimmy Byrne. Connor Cole. John Connolly. Tebow. Mammoth County champion in the 500 freestyle, set a new school record in the 500 freestyle at Short Conference Champions by over 6.5 seconds, shattering the school record. Gianna Dentino. Congratulations. Play tennis also. Joseph Detlinger. Hunter Crossa.
Hours for the halfway part of the year, 10 key club hours, 10 key club specific hours, and then 10 outside key club hours. As almost all of our members were able to fulfill this goal, some going exceedingly over this amount. And on the volunteer side, we've stayed busy. We're over at Homework Helpers all the time. And also this upcoming month, we are going to host our elections to decide our new board for next year.
So spring brings a lot of events to Manasquan High School. On March 7th, the student council held its annual spike ball tournament. after school in the field house. The event was successful in engaging students of all grade levels. Per tradition, on Friday, March 8th, the freshman and sophomore classes held their semi-formal dance. A Warrior Wednesday video was produced and made available to all students and staff on March 13th. It outlined the extremely successful Academy of Finance fashion show, which took place Tuesday, March 19th, which was the date of the last meeting, in the MHS gymnasium. And as usual, the event was a success and received extensive participation from students, teachers, parents, and local business. From March 13th to 16th, the Drama Club performed their annual spring musical Into the Woods in the Jack Nicholson Theater. Based on the sentiment of the community, the production was also extremely successful. Swanathon, which is the 12-hour dance-a-thon raising money for pediatric cancer, it was held Friday to Saturday, March 23rd to 24th in the gymnasium and science wing of this building. Unfortunately, participation did not reach that of last year. However, the event raised an extremely impressive $67,636.80. There was also some major student council-sponsored events this month. Junior prom was held last Friday, April 19th at the Shore Club in Spring Lake Heights. The dance was organized by junior class representatives. Tomorrow, April 25th, the student council will be spearheading the annual Take Your Kid to Work Day. For the first half of the day, student council members will be present in both the high school building and field house to provide entertainment for the children of our teachers and staff. Next Friday, May 3rd, the freshman and sophomore classes will be holding a joint fundraiser in the field house from 4 to 7 p.m. The event will include food, games, music, and teacher participation. Next week, petitions will be available to the student body for the upcoming elections in May. Andrew and I will be working with the advisors to ensure the election process is fair, efficient, and following the student council bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I only have one question. In the spike pool tournament, how many students participated in that?
It's a good number. Can we celebrate you? No. What'd you say? You were there, right? 30 students.
They'll work 25 to 30?
25 to 30. Yeah, you had to pay $10 to join as a team, and then the money went to a Chick-fil-A gift card. But over the years we've done it, I'd say it's been consistent around 25 to 30.
Yeah, I'm happy to see the field house being utilized for things like that. That's why I ask. And I think that having that facility, as time goes on, you're probably going to get a lot more people actively engaged in that. So.
Yeah, I was impressed given all the other sports going on that day.
That you had this, yeah, spring. We've had a very successful spring season, too. So we've been highly engaged. So, fellas, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go get that economics now. All right, we're now going to move to the public hearing on the 2024-2025 school budget as part of our presentations. So if I could have the building principals come forward, please, as well. Dr. Crawley, if you don't mind, I'll take the first two slides.
By all means.
Okay. this is a proposed 2025 budget that we have tonight. Let me see. All righty then. In 2023, our budget was $36,099,528. In 2024, our proposed budget is $37,090,130. It is $990,602 higher than last year, which represents 2.74% increase. We're allowed to increase our budget by 2%. Why the 7.74? That represents debt service that we have, that we pay off. We have some big ticket items that are included in this particular budget. We're putting new access controls in the CLI building. We're starting the international baccalaureate courses in 24 in high school. There's been an expansion of our summer instruction program. we have some anticipated staffing changes. In the elementary school, we had two teachers retire who will not be replaced. They were in kindergarten and second grade, and the reason they will not be replaced is because we've moved staff from a pre-K position and from a middle-level position, I know you're still talking about that, to service those areas. So we have not cut those sections. In the high school, we have two teachers retiring who have been replaced in ESL and special education. An elementary secretary has retired and has been replaced in the main office. We had a paraprofessional retire who will be replaced, and she was Donna White. Everybody knows Donna White. We're going to miss her. We also had a high school assistant principal retire who will be replaced. Mr. Reed retired, as you know. Addition to that, we have a full-time paraprofessional being hired in the elementary school, and in the budget is a full-time technology coordinator that's going to be district-wide. We have a new lease of computers to continue the district's one-to-one computer initiative, numbering approximately 1,200 computers. Additional to that, we have four interactive whiteboards that will be going in various classrooms throughout the district. We also have some construction-related costs related to the January 2023 referendum in the high school and the elementary school, which will be beginning in late spring. They are not budgetary, but they are in the construction fund because of the referendum passing. Other major factors impacting the proposed budget. We have payment number 4 of 26, totaling $244,500 for the Fieldhouse Shared Service Agreement, the borough to fund installation of a storage shed and netting, which they have not done yet, but they are funding that. $99,050 deposit to capital reserves for sod and turf and the lower field house replacement. And in the Friday packet, I believe we sent out to everyone a cost out of sod and what a cost of turf would be. Roughly, from my recollection, I'm looking for my papers, but I don't have it, but I have committed it to memory. If we were to sod from the baseball field through the football field, it would cost us approximately about $900,000. Right now, the one area that we have that needs our attention is the area where the outfield of the baseball field is and going down the center of the football field. I'm bringing it to the board's attention because I feel as you look future into budgets that you will be developing next year and the year after. And we are putting money in our capital reserves for turf replacement on the turf field, the lower turf field. One of the things I think you have to consider is doing something to the baseball field, the baseball outfield. We've worked on the baseball infield and possibly the whole football field has got to be resodded again. So you either can go turf or sod. The turf cost is going to be about $900,000. The sod, rather. If you want to turf it, it's going to cost, we have a projection of $2.3 million, but that's 2 years old. And I think that, realistically speaking, for the whole project, it's probably going to cost you around $5 million. So, but since we're talking about budgets tonight, I wanted to bring that to the attention of the board for your consideration as we look down the line. And you'll see tonight, like we do every year, we put money in capital reserves to have, because the turf on the field, the lower field, is going to last anywhere from 12 to 15 years. And you want to have that money set aside to replace it when the time comes. So, enrollment in the elementary school, we're looking at about 513 students in 24-25. In the high school, 890, totaling 1,403. Out-of-district placement and transportation. Regarding our consumer price index, we're spending about 5.8% on transportation for students, which is roughly about 8 students that we transport out of district. With that, I'm going to turn this over with the budget breakdown to Dr. Crawley.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. Elliot, just so you know, and any of our other fans out there, I'll put this PowerPoint up tomorrow on the website, so it'll be available to you early in the morning. Just some highlights. Frank said a few of these, and then I'll turn it over to the principals who will talk about some the more exciting aspect of this, which is what programming this supports. But the total budget for the proposed total budget for next school year is $37,090,130, which is up $996,602 or 2.74%. As Dr. Cajun described, the difference in that 2%, which we kind of throw around as the limit on how much a budget can increase, is primarily made up of additional debt service payment related to the referendum. The administrative per pupil cost is $2,236, which is actually down from this year, and is well below the regional limit of $2,585. It's a requirement to be below those limits, but I'd just like to highlight the amount we're below those limits. Basically an indication that more money is going to the classrooms than to administrative costs. The proposed per pupil cost is $22,715, which is up from $21,798. That does differ from the tuition rates that we've discussed in our sending district meetings, and that's obviously because those tuition rates are related only to the high school, and the cost per pupil includes all the special education students, all the elementary students, so that it does appear to be slightly higher than what the tuition is. State aid coming in is up $59,094. It went from $846,322 to $905,416. I do like to make the point as we talk about this that state aid only accounts for 2.47% of our budget. That's a blessing and a curse. I'm sure all of you have been reading about some of our colleagues in the newspaper who are suffering, significant state aid cuts. That's causing a lot of heartache and a lot of people losing their jobs and programs being cut. Obviously, it's nice to get a lot of state aid, but it's also nice to kind of be protected from those cuts when they do come down the line, and that our budget isn't hugely supported by the state dollars and at the whim of the state government. So we're on the good side of the equation for now. We did have a slight increase, but again, we're kind of shielded from some significant shock that you might be familiar with in the news. In terms of general fund appropriations, this is broken down by the district. The following slide will break it down by school. And as I do every year, I just like to bring some attention to a lot of the budget is almost developed ahead of time. We have fixed expenses that are incurred regardless of what decisions we make during the budget development process. Those are represented in that top chart, and in particular, salary and benefits, which makes up 82.79% of the cost of running the school district, is kind of baked in. It's obviously a significant expense, but we are a service industry, so it's to be expected that salaries and benefits are a large portion of what we do and what we spend on. Just like we have two boards of education sitting up here, we have two budgets. We like to represent at least two budgets to give everyone an idea of what's being spent at the high school and what's being spent at the elementary school. Obviously, the elementary school expenses are incurred only by the Manasquan taxpayer, where the MHS expenses are incurred by the Manasquan taxpayer and the tuition-paying sending districts. The only thing of note here, and if anyone has any questions, feel free to stop, but a point of pride, I would say, is the majority of our expenditures are going to instruction. I think that, that's really the goal. Obviously, we're here to teach kids and instruct kids, so the more funds that can go to that specific endeavor, the better. I will spend some portion of that 10% maintenance slice getting myself trained in using the HVAC system in here so it won't be as cold next week or next month when we meet. General fund revenues, and again, this is unusual, especially for some of you sending district representatives, in that we have two very large slices, roughly 50-50 of our budget, the green and the gray slice. The green slice is the local tax levy. The gray slice is the tuition into the high school from the sending districts. A more traditional district, that gray slice is non-existent or a sliver, and the tax levy makes up the vast majority, or the tax levy and state aid make up the vast majority of how the revenues are coming in. And then again, that's seen in the breakdown by school, where on the right side you see Manasquan Elementary School, which is obviously funded primarily through the local tax levy because it's all local resident students who attend it. And on the left, you see Manasquan High School, which has the largest portion of which is funded by the sending district tuition because they make up the majority of our student body. Before I turn it over to the principals, and then I'm going to come back on and talk a little bit about the tax levy and the effect on the residential taxes, but does anyone have any questions so far? All right, then we'll start with Rob, who's going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the high school and what the budget's going to support here.
Good evening. Following the principal's action plan, this will be year three of that action plan. Some new courses we will introduce is medical interventions, part of Project Lead the Way, principles of marketing, contemporary issues in government for our law and government academy, public safety, and we reimagined two art classes to have creative media and design one, and creative media and design two. In design two, there potentially could be some apprenticeship opportunities or outside working with art galleries for authentic experiences for those students. Our summer online learning, which was launched last year, was very popular, and we will continue to offer these classes, sports and entertainment marketing, social media and entertainment marketing, a new course, Microsoft Suite, financial literacy, constitutional law, and intro to law. All of these opportunities allow for profile and transcript building to allow our students during the school year more opportunities to build their resume as they apply to colleges and universities. And of course, Dr. Cajun mentioned International Baccalaureate. We plan on launching the whole diploma program for school year 2024-25. And we will be having a site visit virtually at the end of May to certify us as an IB school.
Next up, Megan is going to highlight some of the upper elementary school.
Great. So we are going to be continuing with the implementation of our Wit and Wisdom Literacy Program that goes through grade 5. We'll continue with professional development, getting our teachers really comfortable, familiar with the program. We are using the SATA Science program that's ongoing. iReady Math implementation is ongoing. There are costs associated with those programs each year, so we'll be continuing to roll those costs into this year's budget. And then we're continuing to expand our elective offerings. So next year we'll be offering for students in grade 7 and 8 components of physical fitness elective in addition to the Project Lead the Way elective, social emotional learning, band chorus, the things that we have been doing previously. So that continues to expand. We're continuing using some of the subscriptions and tools that we've had that have been really helpful with our students. Actively Learn is a program that provides access to lots of the books that are used in English classes electronically. It saves us on the cost of having to rebind and repurchase those books that inevitably do get lost or beaten up a little bit. And also allows interactive features and tools such as assessment that's embedded right in the program. So our English department is using that. We're going to continue with the programs that we've been using in our social emotional learning class, Seven Mindsets and Habitudes, which are both really great resources for our SEL teacher. Continuing to develop the SEL program, our Community Warriors program, Art of Unplugging. We're really taking a look at cell phones and their impact on kids and how that should play out in school, if at all. So all of that is ongoing with the upper elementary school budget.
So with the lower elementary school budget, we're taking a look at new curriculum writing, particularly in pre-K, as we develop a full day pre-K program for both 3 and 4 year olds. We will be putting together an official curriculum for that course. We had an early literacy cohort. We're now in year 3 with grades K to 2 collaborating on small group instruction in literacy. And this year we'll be doing a year 1, our first year, with grades 3 through 5 in the same focus on literacy. We'll be doing a continuation of What It Means to Be a Warrior. That's our character education program that we've been running for the past couple of years. We'll be doing some ESY programs for our students with special needs. And our ESL program to support English language learners, as well as our summer skills program for students who are entering grades 1 through 8 to address any learning gaps. We'll continue our ELA, Sending District PD Consortium, which has been really exciting, as well as our Guided Math Sending District Professional Development Consortium. And then also we'll be doing a continuation of the Warrior Clubhouse before and after care program. We'll be continuing our rollout of Hegarty, which is a pre-K 3 and 4. It's multi-sensory language program based on phonemic awareness, which ties really nicely into our kindergarten. We'll be rolling that out as well into our kindergarten program next year. We'll also be taking a look at our ELA curriculum for Wit and Wisdom, K to 5, and Geodes, K to 2. That's just a continuation on this year, as well as Ready Math and our Wilson Foundation program in pre-K through grades 3, which is also another multisensory language program based on phonics. And then our utilization of the iReady online assessment program and MyPath, we will continue doing that, as well as the SAVIS science program, as Ms. Mineta has already stated.
Thanks, Chris. Any questions about the programming before I come back and talk more numbers? Okay. In terms of the tax rate and how this is, you know, actually going to affect the homeowner in town here. The tax rate is calculated by dividing the assessed value by the total tax levy. The total levy this year, so that's debt service taxes and general fund taxes, is $19,486,379. We divide that by the total value of all properties, residential, commercial, and otherwise in town, which is the 2 billion number there, and you arrive at the property tax rate per $100 of 93 cents, 0.9369. That's up last year from 0.9162, or an increase in 2.26% on the tax rate, excuse me. How this equates or kind of translates looking back retroactively at previous tax rates, just a quick note on these. These are all the budgetary numbers from the times at which these budgets were presented. All the valuations change throughout the year as appeals are honored and the county updates them. So you may see some slightly different numbers in different places, but these were what were presented at this time in the respective years that are up there. So you can see that there's been an increase in valuation, which you can't be directly related to, but essentially indicates an increase in home values over the years, as well as an uptick in the tax rate at about a 2% rate each year we've produced a budget. In terms of how this affects a homeowner, the average residential value this year is $655,262 in town. That again is up. It was at just a hair over $639,000 last year. In order to calculate what you can use this formula for your own home value in order to calculate what you'll be paying in taxes, you take your assessed value, so I use the average $655,262, divide it by 100, and then multiply it by that tax rate that I just presented. So in this case, it's $6,139.80 on the average house in Manasquan, not necessarily all houses, but this kind of will give you a breakdown of what houses at different values will be taxed at and what the actual burden will be, not in a percentage, but in a dollar value. So as you can see, the average house will be paying $137.60 more, or $11.47 a month more in their school tax. And again, as you all know, just kind of a word of caution when you're looking at your tax bill, this is the school tax only. There's obviously also a municipal tax portion of this, so you might not see an exact correlation in what your taxes increase based on what I'm presenting here. So there's a few factors that go into that. Any questions on this? That concludes the presentation. I do just want to thank, in particular, Brendan and Kimberly, the administrations from the sending districts, Mike from Belmar, Greg from Seeger, and all the business administrators who, you know, are way more important to my budget bill than most school districts. they're a huge help. They respond quickly, and it's a complicated process with so many cooks in the kitchen, but they're excellent to work with. And then, obviously, the business office staff, Tara, and the rest of our folks in the business office who undertake this pretty large process to get this budget to where it is today. So, thank you. It'll be an acceptance of minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. I recommend the acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and the closed executive session on March 19th, 2024. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. Boulderman? Ms. Check?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Check?
Abstain.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carried.
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual, not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Seeing no one, would anyone like to be heard on items not on this agenda? Seeing no one, we'll move to the discussion items.
Very good. First up on our education curriculum technology is our curriculum committee report by Alexis Pollack.
So it's a very brief report. We had our first meeting last Thursday night, and we went over goals for the committee, and we received some materials from the Director of Curriculum and Instruction, and we are in the process of scheduling another meeting for May.
Thank you. Personnel will be discussed in executive session regarding policy. We have some first readings there that you received in the Friday packet. There, you can see that they're mandated for the most part on the program, as well as teaching staff, which code of ethics has been revised with just some word changes, students and property. We have some notifications in regards to P9323 about a disposition, and we also have an abolishment. Finance, Dr. Crowley?
Yeah, I presented on the budget. I don't have anything other than that really to present for the finance bullet on buildings and grounds. We have our second construction meeting with H&S next week, so there's not too much to report on the referendum project since we last met, but I hope by the May meeting, we'll have some updates on and some more refined schedules on when we're gonna get shovels in the ground on that project.
Okay, can I go right to the superintendent's report?
Yes, thank you.
I have a nutritional update in regards to exactly what the students are buying from Walter and both sides of the street in the cafeteria on items sold from September 1st through March 31st. And I wasn't really surprised in regards to what he's selling and what the children are buying, but I think it's kind of interesting. In regards to the Manasquan High School, we sold 1,083 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That I thought was kind of surprising. We sold 3,979 pizza slices. Fries, 9,593. One of the things I was very happy to see, the students have spent over $12,000 buying 2,195 specialty salads, Caesar salads. So they are nutritionally minded. We sold $16,000 worth of water. They are buying the school lunch. School lunches totaled $4,534. Over $18,000 was spent on school lunches in high school. One of the biggest items were chicken fingers. Over $17,000 was spent on chicken fingers. And the thing that really stood out to me, and it's not a surprise, since we have them at all our board meetings, is that Walter's Large Cookie generated $51,477 in revenue. He sold over 22,879 large cookies. On the other side of the street, in the elementary school, he only generated $6,000 in large cookies. They did generate $8,895 on fries, mozzarella sticks. They sold 508 of those. And the good thing for me that I saw in regards to the Manasquan Elementary School lunch, students are buying lunches as he generated some $38,951 on school lunches in the elementary school, selling over 10,000 school lunches in the time frame that I spoke about. Since he was up for renewal, I felt that it would be a good time for me to review this, just so the board understands that the children are buying the school lunches, and I'm not really hearing any complaints, other than the ones we did address. Last year, there were some complaints with the school program. We addressed it with Walter over the summer, and he seemed to have rectified those things. So this is the reason why I brought it up tonight, since it is budget time. Our enrollment, as we read with the budget numbers, total enrollment 1,457. We are meeting our state standards, the mandates for our fire drills in both the high school and the elementary school. As you can see, March 14th, fire drill in the high school, March 26th, the shelter in place. In the elementary school, March 15th, we had a security meeting, and March 25th, we had a fire drill. Regarding the harassment, intimidation, and bullying reports for the month, we have none in either high school. And with that, I want to turn this over to our Assistant Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Place.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Cajun. Just to elaborate on the policies a little bit, everything was included in the Friday packet. I understand if you didn't have an opportunity to read all 96 pages of the policies that were included. To summarize, as Dr. Cajun said, the vast majority of these policies are the result of the State Board of Education readopting their equity regulations. And the change in the policies is essentially going from where the policies used to list the protected classes, you know, that were in those regulations, to now basically refer to the regulation that the state puts out. So they won't have to be updated in the future as those regulations or the New Jersey Law Against Discrimination expands. So there really are not many substantive changes that the board would have choices to make in those policies. The other two would be bilingual education. That again is a completely new policy driven by the state readopting the ELL standards, the EL regulations, and then the prevention or treatment of sports-related concussions and head injuries is a result of the state Department of Education putting out a new model policy in those respects. So again, just to summarize, not substantial changes that the board has much control over in terms of what they decide to do.
Good, thank you. That concludes the superintendent's report. Questions?
Yes, I had one question about the document O, which is regulation 5440. Is that again the change in the language, just because it's separated out from the policies, but it looks like maybe it's replacing one of the policies?
It was. So essentially what happened with 5440, Strauss S. Mayright has the model policy and regulation that the board adopts. When we went and looked at the updates to that policy, they had a pretty brief policy and then a fairly lengthy regulation that did that. What we had, for some reason, and I don't know the history of it was only ever approved at the initial time, but all of it was kind of put in the policy side. So to align with what Strauss Esme has going forward, we were adopting their kind of succinct policy, and then for the honor roll and things like that, the actual pieces are now in the regulation. That's why it's a little bit different than the other ones.
Okay, thank you.
Seeing no other questions, that concludes the superintendent's report for this evening.
Can I have a motion to accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Catani? Mr. Bolderman? Mr. Bolderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Martin?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Chick?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollard?
Yes.
Carried. Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan general items numbers 14 through 23? Can I have a motion for items 14 through 23? Mr. Catani, Mr. Bolderman? Mr. Bolderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollard?
Yes.
Carried. Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan Sending Districts, items numbers 24 through 53? Can I have a motion for items 24 to 53? Mrs. Check? Mr. Catani? Mr. Bolderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Check?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollard?
Yes.
Carried. Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to raise?
I have one question, Pete. Is the flooding issues at your school has been resolved?
So we have not. We haven't actually experienced any flooding since late fall, I believe, but not by us, just by lack of rain. Mm-hmm. We're planning on probably within the next week going under contract with Natural Green to perform the work on our behalf, and ultimately send that charge over to QBE, whether it be through a lawsuit or hopefully, lower level interventions. So we are going to do the work essentially at this point because of the lack of action by the contractor, mm-hmm. and recoup the funds on the back.
Okay. Can I have a motion to move to executive session to discuss litigation or contract matters and personnel matters?
We don't technically have a quorum right now.
We can just wait a moment.
Someone stepped mm-hmm. up. Or, I mean, you don't have enough votes to go into it, is what I mean.
We'll just wait a minute.
Sorry. Hey, what,
Martin on the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, Bill's.
Bill stepped out. So even if you took a vote, you wouldn't have enough
right
to.
Back, so we'll just oh. wait.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Any other new business?
Anybody have anything else?
I mean, you could take everybody else's vote and just take his vote as he comes in.
We can note the executive session is going to include a discussion of litigation.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
One of your, not that it matters now, but one of your mics got unplugged.
Oh, yeah.
All the photos.
That was from, yeah.
No.
Well, the good news was it went one of ours up here, so that's good.
Or that ends in one trip.
Yeah, I thought for sure. Every fifth child,
so many,
I thought
yeah.
somebody's going to go that fire.
Oh, you did? Is it on?
Did we do the motion? Or?
We didn't get a first or second yet, though.
No. Okay. Can I have a motion to move to executive session?
Motion.
Ms. Check? Mr. Dibble?
All in favor?
Aye. Can I have a motion to reconvene? Mr. Boulderman? Mr. Catani?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Ms. Bazone? Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Check?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo? Mr. Milancevich? Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? We have a quorum?
Can I have a motion for items number 57, minus one personnel? Mr. Catani? Mr. Boulderman?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan Seni districts, item number 58? Mrs. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Check?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Boulderman, Mr. Catani?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much.